based Silicon Valley billionaires, such as Larry Ellison, who owns Oracle. So as the Truth Out piece puts it, this deal puts Trump-aligned tech barons in firm control of virtually all major U.S. social media platforms. That is to say, Oracle's Larry Ellison, who now owns TikTok, Twitter slash X, that's Elon Musk, and then Facebook Meta with Mark Zuckerberg. All these guys love spending time with the current occupant of the White House. And by doing his bidding, they're able to get favorable terms for whatever deal they want. And so we can see this already happening on TikTok. There was a story in The Independent that said, quote, TikTok blocks Epstein mentions and anti-Trump videos. This is a claim by users. I don't think it's been fully borne out, but there's word on the street now that TikTok is already beginning to bury videos that might make the current occupant look bad. And why would they not do this is my question. Why would anyone be surprised by this? I mean, the current occupant does a deal, allows this billionaire to get control of this social media so they have their own propaganda arm. And in response, in exchange, they're able to make sure that critical videos of the current occupant somehow don't show up in search results anymore, don't show up on the feeds. So again, we have just, in TikTok, we have exchanged one authoritarian regime, the one based in Beijing, for another one based in Washington, D.C. What's the difference, really? I mean, these authoritarians speak English, I guess, but I fail to see the dramatic difference between the two authoritarian regimes. So this is just I bring this up so that you see, again, AI is spreading where it doesn't belong. It is pervading our media landscape, and it is beginning to tinge everything in favor of the current occupant due to the billionaire owners of all of these media platforms who have done deals with the current occupant. AI is spreading where it does not belong, and get yourself off of TikTok. Get off of TikTok. Someone says, well, I love watching it. But you know what? Get off. Just try a day. Try 2 days without TikTok. Because do you want to still be on board with this thing when it goes full authoritarian? Do you still want to be hanging out there? I mean, look at what's happened to Twitter slash X, or for that matter, Facebook slash Meta. I mean, all of these are on the same downward trajectory. And why would you want to spend any time there? If AI is spreading where it doesn't belong, then friends, it's going to be up to us to find the little nooks and crannies where we can work together, we can communicate with each other outside of the reach of these authoritarian aligned propagandist platforms that are owned by those eight dudes on the West Coast of the U.S. And I hope that this show today has given you some sense of the stakes and why it is so very important. I didn't even get into AI spreading into healthcare, like the piece in the Washington Post from January 26, when Jeff Fowler let ChatGPT analyze a decade of my Apple Watch data. He said, now, first of all, why is Jeff, why are you wearing an Apple surveillance watch for a decade? That's my first question. Second of all, it's interesting that you would feed all of this to ChatGPT, but why? But anyway, he did it, and you will be astonished to hear that the results were less than exemplary. ChatGPT was making mistakes and seeming to say random things. And again, you have to ask, what is going to happen when ChatGPT is writing our regulations, claiming to diagnose disease based on our health data, and targeting autonomous weapons and infusing our propagandist media system and doing everything to shore up the concentration of power with current occupant-aligned billionaires. This is not a good situation for us. This is early in the process. I just wanted to take a show to give you a snapshot. I'm sorry this is not more positive or happy, and I'm going to try next week to give you a more positive show. But I do feel that this is very important. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dave Mandel. Until next time, friends, you know what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And to go out today, brand new song by Karuk called Scooby. I like this a lot. I hope you'll like it as well. Have a good week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Good evening and welcome to an exciting new installment of this radio show, It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I bring you this show every Monday evening right here on these airwaves between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. following hot on the heels of Mark Hurst and the Tectonic Show. Always a joy and a pleasure to be here playing music for you. And we're going to start tonight's show with you tell me, music from France. That's what we're going to start with. We're going to hear something from a group called Minimum Vital, I guess would be the French pronunciation, like Minimum Vital. And this is a group that's been around for a while, since I would say the mid-80s probably, released a whole bunch of albums, many of them on the label Musea, M-U-S-E-A, which is a great French prog-friendly label, let's call it. And we're going to hear a track from a 1990 album called Sarabands. And that's about all I have to say for now. This is a group, Minimum Vital. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
And music there from the group Minimum Vital, French group, and very, very 80s sounding. Well, the record's from 1990, which, you know, is probably technically the 80s. You know, the way they say that the 60s didn't really start till 1963, 70s didn't really start until, you know, 1972 or so. So 1990, I think, is still 80s, right? Anyway, kind of slick, perky track from the French group Minimum Vital. We're going to hear something a little bit darker now, warning, from, I believe these folks are also French. I can't absolutely swear to it, but this album is on a French label called Les Tournures, which is a very prog, really, really good, very proggy label. I've played a lot of stuff on this label on this show, on my radio show. And the band is called, approximate pronunciation, Noumena. Look at the online playlist for the spelling. And we're going to hear a track from an album called Controlled Freaks, which is a pretty clever name, if you ask me, Controlled Freaks. And this will be a piece called Death Toll.
Thank you. number, number. Same clouds, same music, same as I felt an hour or an eternity ago. There's nothing here for me now, nothing at all.
Nothing here for me now, nothing at all.
Now I remember, this happened to me before.
This is why I left. You have begun to find your answers.
Although it will seem difficult, it will also be great. Exercise your human mind as fully as possible, knowing it is only an exercise. Build beautiful artifacts, solve problems, explore the secrets of the physical universe. Savor the input from all the senses, build the joy and sorrow, the laughter, the empathy, compassion, and took the emotional memory in your travel bag. I remember where I came from, and how I became a human, why I hung around, and now my final departure schedule. This way out, escaping velocity, not just eternity, but infinity.
Music there from the group Noumena, Noumena, who in fact are Finnish, thanks to, I'm sorry, I forget who, someone on the comments board did the minimum bit of research that I failed to do and pointed out that they're Finnish. And I must have known that at some point and forgotten. What I remembered was that they their album is on a French label, a great French label, Les Tourneurs. So Noumena and a track called Death Toll from their album Controlled Freaks. I love that title. We're going to hear something similar now, similar in the sense that it's going to be a bunch of people playing a bunch of musical instruments. We're going to hear something from a trio, three-piece group, called No Bass, the No Bass Trio. That's Bass, B-A-S-E, No Bass Trio. And we're going to hear, there is no bass, B-A-S-S, in the group, but it's spelled B-A-S-E. And we're going to hear a track from a 2020 album, a self-titled album, and this group's from Puerto Rico, and I need to mention that because I play very few, sadly, not that many groups come along, with appropriate material for this show from Puerto Rico, so I'm very happy to play these guys. Again, No Bass Trio from the self-titled album from 2020. This is going to be a track called X2.
Thank you.
Music there from the No Bass Trio, that's BASE, although there, in fact, there is no bass, BASS, in the group. It's a trio consisting of guitar, sax, and drums, I guess, and some electronics thrown in there. And again, they're from Puerto Rico. We heard from a self-titled album released in, checks notes because I don't remember, released in 2020, and it was a track called X or Extension or something, part two. We are now we're going to make our way over to Poland. I've been bringing this with me the last few weeks, and I keep not getting around to playing it, so I'm determined to play it tonight. This is a group whose name I can't even begin to figure out how to pronounce. It's like Kzyzik or something. Not only is it Polish, but it has a couple of diacritical marks that make no sense to me at all, so apologies for that. Again, look at the online playlist to see the spelling of the name. We're going to hear a track from, I believe this was a self-released album, a 10-inch released in 96, self-titled record, and I think it's subsequently been released in other forms, but initially it was just a small self-released thing. And that's about all I can say. It's a shortish track, so see you in a few minutes. couple of short-ish tracks there. First, we heard from the Polish group, whose the pronunciation of their name is still being debated on the comments board, but it's something like Krzyzik. And from a self-titled album, they released in 1996, we heard a track called Klavisinova. And following that, a French group, Tracteur, which actually means tractor. They are from Toulouse, France, and we heard from a self-titled album from them, released, I think, in 2019, a track called Tartare de Volaille. And that brings us up to date. Now what? Let's hear something from Sydney, Australia. Sydney, Australia needs to be heard from, I think, at this point in the show. And we're going to hear a track from a group. I've played these guys before, I think, a group called Hashishin Assassins, Hashishin. And what can I tell you about them? Not much. They're from Sydney. We're going to hear a track from a self-titled album released in 2016. And this will be a piece called Rebirth. And that's the group Hashashin from Sydney, Australia, and a track from a self-titled album. Actually, the title of the album is the band's name backwards. I think that qualifies as self-titled, right? From released in 2016, we heard a track called Rebirth. And I'm now going to play another thing that I keep bringing with me and I never seem to get to. I don't mean to, you know, damn it with faint praise, just for whatever reason, it keeps getting passed over, and I've been wanting to play this. So I'm going to play something from a French group called Chico Magnetic Band, well known in sort of, you know, psych circles, and you're going to hear a track from an album, a self-titled album released in 1971, and since it was 1971, it's a little bit before Prague proper, so they sort of had one foot in the psych camp, or maybe like seven toes maybe in the psych camp and the other three, you know, in Prague. Chico was a pseudonym, a stage name for the band leader, who was actually Tunisian. Mahmoud Ayari was his name. And that's about all I'm going to tell you. We're going to hear a track called To Where I Belong. And again, this is the Chico Magnetic Band, 1971. And that's Moondog and that 5/4 beat that he loved so much and used again and again and again in so many of his pieces of music. I love that. Moondog. Before that, we heard Chico Magnetic Band, and that's going to do it for me. It is 8 o'clock straight up. Thanks so much for listening, folks. See you next time. You're tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Amanda is right there. Here she comes. See you next time. Have a great week.
Out here in the field.
Doctors actually ask me to do a wee test on what's called your peripheral vision. It's the vision that we actually use that we don't bump into people. So we do with each eye in turn, and we cover each eye individually. You might have had something like this at your own optician's, but I'll just run through it with you actually, just in case. Before I put you in, I'll explain exactly what we're going to do. As you're looking into the bowl, if you can see, there's a wee light at the centre. I'd like you to keep your eye on the centre light for me all the time.
Right.
As you're looking at that light, there's going to be one small dot of light which is going to flash on and off in the bowl. Totally random, you'll not know where it's coming from. Sometimes the wee light's very bright, but at other times it might be quite faint, and it's meant to be like that. I'm going to give you a buzzer, and basically I want you to press for every light you see, no matter where it is, no matter how bright or dim. If you think you see a light, press.
Thank you.
And we'll just do it without any glasses. So I'll pop a wee cover over that left eye here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the buzzer there, just that top part that you press and release. Now I want to get you comfy. There's two wee chin rests. Could I get you to pop your chin on the left, and then there's a wee bar for your head. Be with me a wee second, I'll just line you up, and then I can adjust it for your comfort there. Now, that's me got you lined up. I can put that table up or down. I just want you to be comfortable.
No, I'm fine.
Perfect.
Love it.
The machine just does a wee check, first of all, just to make sure that your eye is nice and still. So if you could keep your eye on the centre, but nothing will seem to happen for yourself. There'll be no flashing lights at the moment. Lovely, perfect. So we're going to start now. So keeping your eye on the centre and your forehead on the bar, press for every light that you see in the bowl. And that's me starting now.